This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Patso and Tweety are here to make some noise. We got a podcast. We're based in Cali and Floyd. Big Red.
Go Cats.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Big Red.
Go Cats.
Yeah.
Big Red.
Big Red.
Go.
Welcome to the Big Red Copcast. I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
All right.
There we go. You guys figured it out.
I'm also the only one that's even attempting to look like a Husker fan.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
I got my Husker stuff out. There.
Oh. I just grabbed...
The hat given to you by a fucking traitor?
No. I didn't.
Yeah, having an American flag signed by Benedict Arnold.
He was part of America at one point.
He was. And then he got murdered by us.
This is the most comfortable hat I've ever worn. I just didn't grab it earlier because it wasn't downstairs where I was. And I really, really, really needed a hat. And so I just grabbed the first one I found, the one that I was wearing yesterday. And now here we are. Hat conversation. Yeah.
Look at that I have.
Is that a Clemson thing?
It is.
Why?
I tried to give it to my daughter. I bought it when I won. The first tour I did at Second City was the ACC tour. So we did North Carolina, Clemson, Virginia. And I think it was cold and I bought it in South Carolina. Somehow it was cold.
I hate
Clemson. I don't know why I have that. Maybe someone bought it for me, but I tried to give it away and it wouldn't fit in the bag. So,
year was this?
2001.
I'm trying to think who was the coach at Clemson at that time.
In 2001?
Yeah.
Oh, it was probably
Art Briles.
Maybe a Tuberville or something, or a son of another coach.
No, I was going to guess Bowden, but I think
that's what I was thinking. Terry Bowden.
Well, no. It would have been Tommy Bowden, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what's weird? I have, of all the random phone numbers I have Bobby Bowden's phone number.
Because of the documentary?
Yeah. Some guy gave it to me. Like somehow, some people in Nebraska media just do not understand how you shouldn't do certain things.
Right.
And this one guy who shall remain nameless just gave me a shit ton of phone numbers he shouldn't have.
I want to ask is when we're off the air.
I'll tell you who it was.
By the way, I was
watch
correct.
The movie, you can figure it out.
By the way, I was correct. It was Tommy Bowden.
Nice work, Pat.
He was in his third year.
Wow.
That's starting to make me feel a little bit old. Because I guess Dabo took over the same year that Bo Pelini was in his first year. So,
oh my goodness, things have worked out better for them.
Yeah, we won that bowl game.
Yes, we did.
Man. Well, let's start off on a depressing. Yes,
that was like a 6 degrees of misery. Bring up a college football team, do a little research on them, and then figure out how we used to be better than them and now we're not.
Like a decade ago, like that's all it took.
Yeah,
that's right. And if you think,
I saw a poll on Twitter that was like, how many years do you have to fall off if you're a blue blood before you're not considered a blue blood anymore? It was like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
What was
the answer?
Well, what's the description of falling off too? Is it like not being a championship program? Is it being very bad? Is it being
I would say being very bad, because you can maintain blue blood. I mean, Michigan is still a blue blood program.
Yeah, but they're also ranked every year.
Yeah, but they're not a championship caliber team.
Right. That's kind of why I was asking for that distinction, because like
So I gave it to you bad.
Well, I think if you're on the cusp of good, like if you're just outside looking in, eventually you still are not a blue blood if you don't win a championship, even a conference championship, for quite a while. So I think that's still there too. But I think it's only about one or two more years of being like this for Nebraska.
Oh, we haven't been a blue blood since 2015.
Well, you can also say that you're a blue blood if you're bad, if you have a history. Right. I mean,
we are. So SMU's a blue blood?
They weren't winning championships though either.
Programs have gone through this. Notre Dame in the 70s and 80s, when Jerry Faust was their coach, I mean, they were miserable. They were awful. They had those awful yellow uniforms and the green ones they wore too. And if Oklahoma had not come back.
Well, here's the other thing. Stoops. Because of the history, if we were to make our way back and then like in the next couple of years, like win a national championship, very long odds, I know. But right. Say we were to do that, because of our history, I think we would be considered full on blue blood again. Now,
even winning the Big Ten would put us in that.
But now say like Iowa State manages to win one national championship next year. They're still not a blue blood. Like they're a one-time national champion. Clemson was a one-time national champion in the 80s. And then they built something in recent years now, because they've, you know, been in the conversation. They've won a championship or a couple championships in this century, and then have the 80s one as well. Like that in collaboration makes them, I think, kind of a blue blood. It's all kind of a mixture of here, a mixture of history and a mixture of present. Right now, yeah, you're right.
We're all history. Yeah, like USC, Texas, Michigan. Those are teams that when they're good are blue bloods, and when they're not, nobody's talking about
Texas. Them. Still gets by on yes. name brand. That's on how I define a blue blood. If you get by on name brand, you're a blue blood. Well, Nebraska does not get by on name brand.
Well, here's the thing.
Not as much.
Texas, Texas hasn't done really much of anything for a little over a decade now. They've had a couple solid years, but the other part of that is they've also won a national championship a decade more recently than we have, and that
If you do this, which feels disgusting, people know what that means.
But within the college,
they don't know what this means.
But they've never known what that means.
They did the too in the 90s when you did this in the 90s.
No,
well,
nationally, you're wrong.
This is still a fairly new development. Like the black shirts. If you mention black shirts, people know what that is.
Jason Peter doing this.
Right.
But that's right.
Like the players started doing that in the late 90s. Fans didn't really start doing it until fairly recently. Texas has been doing this since the beginning of the 20th century.
It looked like your hands throwing up.
And well, Texas,
I mean, it basically is.
We actually have recruited better nationally than Texas, but only because they don't have to.
Right.
You know, like Texas, I've looked at their recruiting and it's 95% Texas guys.
Why wouldn't it be?
Right. You're right. Absolutely. But in terms of like national brand, they, you know, and they have a ton of money in their program because their boosters are nuts, and they have a ton. That's the big thing in Texas, is that their boosters have probably more money and more wherewithal than our boosters right now.
Well, it's not that we don't have money. There is money to throw around, but our richest booster is a cheapskate.
Booster doesn't care about football.
That's true.
He occasionally does.
But
Larry the Cable Guy certainly cares.
Well, yeah,
that's true.
Not sure he's someone we want right now. In the
yeah, I think he would be better served to like not be the face right now. What's that?
Yeah.
Be a silent investor.
Yeah, I like Larry.
Yeah. I like Larry. He's a very, I've met him a few times. He's a very wonderful dude.
However, I'm sure he is.
Dude, he is. He would do anything for anybody. He's a very good
person. I don't know if he'd do anything for anybody.
Dude, he's a good dude. I'll put it that way.
Okay, but a good dude even wouldn't do anything for anyone. They wouldn't do something bad for someone bad. Okay,
just so it doesn't sound like a super pretentious.
Would he kill a baby for Hitler?
He'd probably kill baby Hitler if he knew it was baby Hitler to save the Jews.
Who wouldn't?
Me.
Did you guys hear me rip that one right there?
No. But no, so Wounded
Warrior. Did you say you wouldn't kill baby Hitler?
Yeah. The baby hadn't done anything yet. That's not how America works. You got to have a trial. You got to have.
But this isn't America.
If you're going back in time, that's a universal thing.
I'm American. The baby hasn't done anything yet. Would I take a time machine to right after he killed the first Jew? Yes. He's committed a crime at that point.
So you're going to let the Jewish person die?
One. To save
$2 million. By the time he did that, he had done so much. He had already conquered a portion of Europe.
Maybe in a way you're saving him. Because if you are so tortured in your own mind to kill that many people, you've probably gone through some shit too. So maybe you're just putting him out of his misery if you do it beforehand.
Well, but that's not my job.
Or you could kidnap him and bring him to Russia and have him and Stalin.
But if you have a time machine, he has already done it.
This is not how America works, man. I'm American. I go by American rules, which aren't any American rules, no matter what time or place I am. I'm American, and in America, it's guilty or it's innocent until proven guilty.
What if you go back to the 1400s and there is no America?
Not then, Pat.
But in time machine rules, we already know what's going to happen.
It doesn't matter. Oh, so we're the Minority Report now? Is that what's going on? A thought crime? Are you Big Brother, Mr. Thought Crime?
But time machines don't exist. So, like, in a real world, this isn't an opportunity. But if there is a time machine and you know that you can do it, I don't know.
Slippery slope, bro. Anyway.
So we don't have a time machine.
Larry the Cable Guy. I was trying to get to news too.
So there was a situation where they were like 100 hotel rooms short to get a bunch of for the Wounded Warriors project, which Pat, you've been a part of. Me and you both have been a part of it. Mm-hmm. And they were like 100 hotel rooms short of the funding so that these injured soldiers could come to a Husker game.
By the way, it was Husker Salute the Troops that we were a part of.
Oh, sorry, you're right. It wasn't the Wounded Warriors. I'm sorry. It was Husker Salute the Troops. Same concept.
But I remember what we were part of anyway.
Yeah. They needed the money and they just couldn't raise it or something like that. And Dave Max made a quick phone call to Larry the Cable Guy. He bought all 100 rooms.
Boom.
Boom, like that.
Yeah, I mean I don't doubt that stuff at all.
He's a good dude.
From an advertising perspective, which is what, you know,
what we're trying to do. Right.
He's probably
not going to help get Florida kids to Lincoln.
He's not who you want as the face of your franchise. I remember one point where
because he tweets QAnon stuff.
Well, I remember one time, this even goes back to the Callahan days. Callahan had him come speak to the team and you could see like Callahan and a couple of the white coaches laughing their asses off. And then a few players being like, what the fuck is this shit? Like you could read the body language off that picture.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, how did we get to that?
We went through a time machine thing. And is he a good guy?
Well, time machine happened after that.
But it's like, I raised the question, is he a good guy universally? Would he do anything for anyone?
A good guy would.
And then we're back to that. Yeah.
I'm curious how we got to Larry, the cable guy.
Oh, because you were talking about boosters and you were talking about Warren Buffett. And I was like, the real booster is Larry the Cable Guy.
There we go. And now we're back.
Well, the Hawks family is really who's funded that athletic department.
Yeah, that's true. But Larry the Cable Guy's put a lot in. I mean, and so did the Husker helicopter guy. He put a lot in there too.
It's real easy to look at like an entertainer who's made a lot of money and think, man, that guy's worth a lot of money. He could do a lot for the athletic department, but that's nothing compared to like CEOs. I think we even talked about
last week,
like CEO money versus entertainer money is a whole different ballpark.
Depending on the company.
I think it was, we don't need to get into the weeds on this. We don't need to get into, we'll talk about this on our own time.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Husker stuff is probably one of the reasons people listen. So
probably. But so we had a whole conversation about the probability of Luke McCaffrey leaving last week. And then I think it was
hours
the day
before
that the episode got released that Luke McCaffrey left. Stunned everyone?
No.
No. Yeah. And he left and a couple other guys. Warner also left and Farniok left. And really, ultimately, McCaffrey only stings if he says, yeah, I decide to become a running back and go somewhere else.
Right.
I think going somewhere else to play quarterback, it may be what he wants, clearly is what he wants. But I really don't even know, like, is he even the best McCaffrey out there in the portal to get as a quarterback?
No, he's the worst McCaffrey to get as a quarterback. He arm punts. He's Taylor Martinez. He's a shorter, smaller Taylor Martinez.
He's the best athlete of the remaining McCaffreys in the transfer portal, but he is not the best quarterback of the McCaffreys. Right. But they're both going to probably end up playing for Ed at Northern Colorado, if I had to guess.
Yeah,
and then he's going to end up playing running back for Ed, and he's going to have a 12-year fucking stint in the NFL.
That might be. That would be interesting, Ryan, if he and his brother go and his brother plays quarterback and then he plays the position that he should have at Nebraska. Because the funny thing is at Northern Colorado, Patrick O'Brien entered the portal and transferred to Washington.
Well, say that again. Well,
Patrick O'Brien
went to Colorado State.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Went to Colorado State. And he transferred to Washington. So he's not with, that's a different school. But I thought his dad was a Colorado State irrelevant for some reason.
Good point.
It's
another Nebraska portal quarterback.
It's relevant in its own way in that, like, dudes kind of found a way to, like, trade themselves up. In kind of a roundabout way, which is probably what it would have to be for the McCaffrey brothers. I mean, the elder McCaffrey only, if I had to guess, I can't remember. I think he only
has 1 year.
Yeah. Like Luke, I could see him potentially not going to Northern Colorado, or maybe he goes to Northern Colorado to back up his brother and then play for his dad as quarterback after that. But like, he's a young enough guy. I don't think he's going to want to spend a lot of time at the FCS level. I mean, if you're a big time athlete, even if your dad's coaching, you probably don't want to go FCS unless you have to.
McCaffrey. So the benefit of having a dad like McCaffrey is that he has connections. So if you're a good enough athlete, you can still go pro from North Dakota State.
Well, and Ed was his coach in high school. There might be just a comfort level thing too, but right. I mean, it's all speculation, obviously.
I want to double down on something that I've been thinking about all week.
Okay.
Because we're talking about McCaffrey. I really wish you guys could, hear, you remember the song Hit 'Em Up?
Yeah.
No.
You remember that song?
Yes. Yo? Yes. Yes. Yes.
No. Fuck Wandell Robinson. Fuck Luke McCaffrey. Fuck. Who was the other one?
Cade Warner.
Fuck Cade Warner. Fuck Kurt Warner, that fat, dumb son of a bitch. Fuck.
Why?
Fuck all of them. Because.
Why?
Because I want, it's us against them. I'm over it. I'm over this be nice to 18-year-olds. Fuck your 18-year-old ass. You're gone. Fuck you. You're an enemy. And that's how I want us to treat them all. I want us to
Why?
Go every game.
What's
that
the
way.
Use in that?
Aggression and violence.
Well, put it out on the field. Don't hold it out towards people who aren't on the team anymore.
No,
hold it out towards your opponents.
Dude, I've read so many tweets that are like, congratulate. I hope you do great at Kentucky. No, I hope Kentucky blows up.
Well, they're not going to be good.
in a bad way, not in a good way.
I understand.
I don't wish injuries on anybody.
You just don't want success.
No, I don't. I want failure.
Well, there have not been, there have not been a lot of big time. I'm thinking of the, you know, the transfers that we've had. So Gebbia, even he wasn't starting necessarily.
Fuck Gebbia. Fuck Ty Johnson.
It's funny. There's a lot of Nebraska quarterbacks still out there. Gebbia is still out there. Stanton. That guy, Terry Wilson, who I tweeted about, who decommitted, still out there.
I will say this, like, so I used to work in college sports, and like trash talk at the games was like a real big thing. And some of it would get super personal, but I will say, but the
what
thing
do you
of
mean?
That is
playing more
amongst
more,
the players.
Yeah. It's just, it would get like very, very pointed. There was research done.
Good. So I hope they go out there and they fucking, I hope we play North Dakota State or whatever. And he reminds everybody about the time his dad broke his leg because he has weak bones.
Well, let me finish the thought here, because there are a couple.
And you know how I found out he has weak bones? His wife told me.
Wow.
But so there are a couple like branches. There are a couple branches to this. So there was that, and it feels like we've gone a little bit away from that, but also that Nebraska's never really gotten into that sort of like psychological warfare. But the other part of it is, when I was working in those athletic departments, Twitter wasn't really a big thing. Right. And so now it feels like it can carry on a lot longer. So it's a little bit more toxic in that way. What I miss were those really super pointed, super like hurtful things in the moment, but then like nobody ever heard from those people ever again. Like you could be a University of Richmond player, go onto the VCU court, just get shit on about how you like stole another student's laptop. And then it was over. Then it was done. It was in the arena. What's that?
It's just shit talk. Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
But the problem is now sometimes it carries over.
Well,
it lives forever.
What I don't want is, I'm so sick of Husker fans being like, they're little kids. If they're little kids, then why are we letting them run headfirst into each other? They're not
It's not.
That's not a different thing. It's the same exact thing. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too. They're little kids.
They
violently attack each other for my entertainment. No,
I agree. There's a fair question in that conversation as well.
So my point
then
is
get rid of all Pop Warner football.
Okay.
Well, most coaches.
No, that's not my point. My point is shut the fuck up.
Well, most coaches.
The opposite stance is me.
Most football coaches will tell you they would prefer that there not be Pop Warner football anyway, because kids develop bad habits and also get burnt out and also develop long-term injuries before they have a chance to actually become good at football.
Another way to stop all that is to stop being little fucking whiny pussies, because that's what I'm saying.
Well, the key parts were that they develop bad habits and, because you have dads who have no business coaching football who then develop bad habits. Yes. And that's then how people get hurt later on because they develop terrible tackling form, and B, it takes extra coaching to be able to get those bad habits out. And sometimes they're unbreakable. So the whole bunch of issues, the more encouraged thing is to get kids into like flag football to start out, so they at least develop the basic concepts and they don't have too much thrown at them right away when their brains can't absorb it all. Anyway, that's getting into the weeds.
That was.
Yeah. I've heard that debate many times.
So that three players who left, and Ryan's got his, you know, burn it all down. Really,
burn it all down. That's not what I'm saying.
No, but
those three people.
Well, right.
Burn and anyone else like that wants to be a part of them. That's
but nothing.
It.
None of that. There's no impact to any of those losses.
It doesn't
except
matter.
except that we have to now use a scholarship on a transfer quarterback. That's the one thing.
I don't know that we need to, because we'll have three scholarship dudes plus some walk-ons. If we have to get to our fourth string, there's a real problem anyway.
I still think they're going to bring in a guy.
hopefully it's Tate Martell. So if
God, he's, I mean, if he ends up at Nebraska, that's funny. That's, what a,
the locker room,
I mean, what a fall
done at that point.
So, okay. You said that there's no problem from those players leaving, or how did you put it? There's no impact.
Yeah.
What, let's re-aim that then. Let's create an impact from them leaving. And that impact is, fuck you. That's the impact.
But the nobody, impact, that's so.
No, everybody knows that us against them works. It works when it's done properly.
Those three guys aren't us big against, enough to deserve us against them.
They were all three captains.
That's well, true. Not.
No. Little Farniak wasn't. His brother was.
And neither was McCaffrey, and neither was Wandale. Oh, yeah. They weren't captains.
I thought that.
No, just wait, Warner.
I thought multiple ones were captains.
Miller. Colin Miller was a captain, and he's retiring.
He had to medically retire, yeah.
Fuck him too, then.
Well, that's what? You get. See, this is what I'm saying. You get a little carried away when you get up to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually
do I was get carried away? Are yes, you a Husker?
But he still is. He still is, and like, he's not leaving the program. He's just
no. He was medic. He had he broke his back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was on board.
Unfuck him. I got a little carried away.
Yeah. I believe that's what Joe said. Is you know,
nobody listens to Joe.
Well, that's the problem. I'm always right, and no one listens to me.
I actually agree with the sentiment of a little bit of us against the world can be a good thing
as long as the fans are part of the us.
Right, but that's where Bo went wrong.
Right,
was
okay. So this is what you were saying before, Ryan.
The world included people who were on their side, like us against the world. Like if it's like the rest of the teams, all these guys who left us, the media, like there's clearly been a politics formed around us against the world lately as well. So there's an effectiveness to it.
Yeah, but I know, like, Biden is uncontrollable.
Madman.
The media part of that with sports too, because there's a lot of like, well, the ESPN narrative gives it to the SEC and the ACC. You got to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder in sports. It's not a bad thing. It's just you have to direct it in the right direction, which is where Bo sometimes kind of struggled. But yeah, I'm all for a little bit of anger and like. Just,
I want bench clearing fist fights. That's what I want. I'm not even playing. I want fire on. I want them to want it so bad. They're willing to fight the other team to get it.
Well, there's
like
also
the way we played
no
against Colorado in the first half when that guy was like, they're fucking playing dirty. Good. That's what I want.
Wait, when did someone think we were playing dirty against Colorado?
No, Colorado was playing dirty against us.
No, the quarterback from Colorado said that when we went up on that, and then they had that huge comeback in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, after they twisted Martinez's ankle.
No, the second.
No, you're talking the, yeah.
Because of the, in a direct reaction to, and I think it was Mo Berry said, I wasn't here, but if my coach hates Colorado, I hate Colorado. Good.
Well, also, I think it was Lamar Jackson who got a personal foul in the first half of that game. And unfortunately, it kept our defense on the field a little bit longer and probably made them a little tireder. But that personal foul actually wasn't dirty, in my opinion. He didn't hear the whistle because our fans were too damn loud.
Right. That's what I want.
Right. But that said, again, there's still a bit of you have to know how to direct that in the right direction, because that personal foul kept our defense on the field and eventually led to probably them wearing down a little bit later in the game. And you
right,
have to know how
yeah,
to use
but,
it. You have to know how to use it to win. I don't.
Sure.
I don't.
Want you don't want it to lead to crippling penalties.
Well, but we're getting those anyways.
Right. But well, that's
yeah.
true.
We're well, getting again, those anyway. We need
so
to be more
bit
disciplined.
Of fire in you under your feet. You know, a little bit of fire in your asshole. A little bit of fucking.
But maybe that fire. Maybe that's what it's been. Maybe, maybe the fire's been manifesting itself in the penalties, and they need to turn the fire into a different direction.
That's not what it is. The penalties are manifested by lack of focus.
I was going to say, turn the fire into focus. That's what it needs to be. Like, turn it into, like, because that's what Christian Peter and Jason Peter and Grant Wistrom did in the 90s. They put the 2 seconds on the clock in the stadium because they were pissed about how the Florida State game went the year prior. And they turned that into anger/focus. It was a thing that drove them. It didn't turn it. They weren't throwing fisticuffs. They were focused every day on the practice.
They were playing dirty as fuck, and they were fighting each other.
Right.
Do the fighting.
But it was a focused anger. They weren't getting penalties as a result of
exactly.
I mean, Milt and Charlie, as much as they loved each other, they fueled that.
Well, right.
Yeah. They used to put helmets on and go after each other.
They knew how to engineer that just enough so it didn't go over the line.
Right.
I think I'm getting riled up
just thinking about it, guys.
I might see a little more of that this year, because the defense, I actually think at the end of the year and with the guys coming back, our defense is going to have to be the focus of our team next year. In terms of, obviously, we need to score to win. But if you look at all the people coming back are on defense and the offensive line.
And our quarterback.
But skill positions, we've lost two starting wide receivers and a starting tight end and a starting running back.
What did you just say, Tweety?
Our quarterback is too calm. Do you remember?
That's the position you need calm.
No. Yes. No. You remember in the game, there was a couple times where he fucking shoulder checked dudes, and then he just was like, oh, and he was flexing. I want that from him every play. Calm when you need to be calm, and then fucking flexing on him when you make a big play. Talking shit when you make a big play.
But there are still a lot of
shit talkers out there, man.
There's a position that requires
this howdy duty bullshit isn't working.
For a position that requires precision and accuracy, you can't let emotions get the better of you. He's the one position on the field where you actually probably have to manage the emotions more than anything else.
Sure. But you don't think, but that you can do both. You can do both.
Sure. You can do both. You look at guys like Bo
Jackson didn't talk a bunch of shit.
Bo Jackson was a running back. That's a position that requires unadulterated.
You don't think that Tom Brady talks a bunch of shit?
That's a good example. Tom Brady, he gets up, but he also calms down in the big moments.
Of course, you have to.
But that's what we're all asking for, the same thing.
We're saying how Christian Peter was, he turned it into focus, but he was still snapping. Like that dude was, he was focused because he wanted to break your leg.
Well, linemen.
Well, defense can be like that.
You get a chance to. The quarterback can be the same way.
Linemen and running backs are in nothing but head-on collisions every play. Like, just as a matter of psychology of survival, you have to carry a whole different mentality as a lineman than you do as a quarterback.
What did Tommy Frazier say to Warren Sapp? Do you remember?
Don't call me Thomas.
Well, he also said, it doesn't matter where I am, it matters where I'm going, fat boy.
Right. Trash talk and anger are two different things.
Oh, but Tommy Frazier is just a ball of anger. That's all he is.
Like, currently, there's a reason.
He's a butter ball of anger, currently.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a high ball of anger.
That's a whole nother thing to get into. But again, we're all tangents, but I think my point that I was trying to make is, and I think it kind of, as the week went on, we were talking about McCaffrey. Was it a big deal? All those guys leave. There's the initial, like, three guys leave at once. But I do think throughout the week, most of the fan base has kind of been like, yeah, all right. But I mean, what Kate I do Warner, notice is,
Kate Warner has been like hinting at leaving for the last couple of years. Well, actually, Kurt Warner has been hinting at Kate Warner leaving
last year.
I saw him on Twitter fucking tweeting bad shit about Nebraska and then backtracking it. If you're going to talk your shit, talk your shit. Don't talk shit and then backtrack because you got some, like, fuck you, Kurt Warner. You're a fucking pussy. I hope your son hears this and plays it for you. And then your wife jerks off to pictures of me.
What? I think you need to turn that anger into focus.
Oh God, that seemed like anger in every direction there.
It was very unfocused.
Yeah,
well, so sick of losing.
We haven't lost any games since last week.
What's that?
I guess we've lost players.
But, yeah, we haven't lost any games in a while. Like, basketball hasn't had a chance to lose any games in a while.
That's right.
Volleyball had games canceled this weekend. Like, it's just, you know, very short on losing this week.
But even the players that we've lost, Ryan.
I chugged an energy drink, so I feel like
you don't need that. The defense had a lot of returning players. I feel like we haven't really lost all that much, except for your guy Boodle. On defense and on offense, the guys we've lost, the big three, if you even count McCaffrey,
he could have been.
Sure. Wandell, him, and Mills.
There's going to be a 30 for 30 on McCaffrey, on Luke McCaffrey, called "My Dad Was Great. What the Fuck Happened to Me?"
It's going to be about
how he didn't fucking listen.
His brother, the running back, is great. And that's where he should have gone. But I think, that McCaffrey will be replaced. I think we're going to get a portal quarterback who will be maybe just as good. I know that you guys were questioning when I said Terry Wilson out of nowhere last week. I just noticed that he was in the portal.
No, we weren't questioning that you said Terry Wilson. We were questioning that you just typed the word Terry Wilson.
Well, and I was like, no, I think I said former Riley. I just kind of put his name out there.
Yeah, but there's still that. That didn't add any context.
Nothing. The only context is he's visited Nebraska.
That was implied by you. But
yes.
Literally, the tweet was just like Terry Wilson, former Riley recruit.
Well, I wanted people to put it together. I leave a little mystery. I leave a little mystery out there for the readers. Like, right. Oh, now I got to do some of my own research.
That's how social media works.
I just send them down a rabbit hole.
Here's my only concern with the idea of a transfer quarterback is I wonder how just even practically speaking it would work, because chances are a transfer quarterback is someone who's going to want to come in and play, and or
right.
if it's someone who's available for this year, so it'll either be someone who has a couple years left but has to sit out the year, or someone who can come in and be able to play this year, meaning it's a senior grad transfer. Those two are going to want to play. Like, that's
right.
not going to want to come in and sit behind Adrian Martinez during his grad transfer year.
But so he may not have that many options.
So he's not going to be good.
Well, but I mean, what I'm saying is, like, what's out there, there isn't necessarily a Baker Mayfield transfer.
That's why I say don't force the issue.
Kate if Martell. It's someone
who's just going to be third string.
That locker room culture,
like that's something they've tried to establish. I'm pretty sure he would disrupt that in a heartbeat.
He thinks he's a little more big time than he is.
He's like a Wayne Kiffin of college quarterbacks.
I was going to say, maybe he fits in Nebraska if he thinks he's more big time than he is right now.
I thought maybe he'll go to Ole Miss.
Did he leave Miami, right?
I bet Lane Kiffin would understand Tate Martell and probably make him a first round draft pick.
I don't know. I think if he's a first round draft pick, he'd be playing by now somewhere.
Yeah. I kind of tend to agree.
Yeah.
I think Tate Martell is
more like Tate Martell.
he's to borrow a phrase I've heard a lot lately. He's all hat, no cattle.
Right.
Mm.
You don't know what that means. You just know hat.
I said all hat, not cattle.
The only word he knew was cat from cattle. He doesn't know.
Gotcha.
He's a New York cattle. Guy.
I did misspeak at first and say all cat, but.
Hey man, New York has some really, really great dairy. they're not cattle. They're cows. But I suppose they need some cattle around to hump the cows to get them pregnant for the milk. So I'm just defending New York cheddar.
The farm and ranch expertise from Joe Canale in this podcast is palpable.
There's a lot of farms in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. I've driven through them, or well, not like directly through them, but past them.
I've driven through them, ruining crops in my 4x4, just tearing through the New York farms. New Jersey sent me, bitches.
I used to have to go up to West Point all the time, and that area has nothing.
Why did you have to suck all the dicks?
That's exactly where I'm from, except I'm on the other side of the river there. There ain't much there.
The reason West Point is
beautiful, though.
The reason I made that joke, Pat, is because the military guys would think you're a female.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I got pulled over on the West Point campus once.
Oh.
For what?
Speeding, I guess.
You guess?
I think. I don't know. That's like a decade ago.
I remember every ticket I've ever gotten and why.
I think I didn't end up getting a ticket, thankfully.
There you go.
But he was...
How'd you get out of it?
He was very grumpy. I don't know. I had been there for like, I had been working two straight.
This seems like a lie. 15
hour days.
This seems like
I was working the Patriot League track and field championships.
There you go.
Sounds like a made up lie.
I mean, I understand that. Cool hat.
Huh?
Nothing. there was a cool hat hanging there, but there, it wasn't really even that cool.
What else
we got, guys?
What was the other thing?
Well, we were talking Luke and the Twitter argument that you were on. Oh, what else? We had a thing from a listener this week. Tyler Weisler, who has a comedy podcast.
Is it funny?
It's not meant to be funny. It's more like learning about the people.
Interview podcast with comedians.
Yeah, it's a good podcast. I like it. So Ty says, do you think McCaffrey saw the writing on the wall, not being able to unseat Martinez in 2021, not being able to win a QB battle with Smothers in 2022-23, or a combination of both? Also, will Nebraska pursue a transfer portal QB or roll with current depth? A lot in
We've been kind of talking about that. I think he did see the writing on the wall. I think that was pretty clear. He got opportunities this season. He got many opportunities, and we all got to see enough of him to, I think, universally think he should be at a different position. Right? Like, I think he's a college football player. I just don't think he's a college football quarterback. And if everyone kind of universally has that opinion, I would guess the coaching staff, you know, similarly, you know, I don't think they were upfront with him. Like, we don't think you're going to be our quarterback, but I don't think they were sweating it.
Yeah.
We've disagreed about whether how they're going to replace him, but.
Yeah, no, but I think it's kind of looking more and more like he just wasn't going to be our quarterback.
As he shouldn't be. He was given a shot. They let him show his stuff and he wasn't very good. Great runner.
Right. Exactly. And if he is not able to take that lesson, and I get it, you've been a quarterback your whole life, but
he hasn't been, he was only a starter.
Right. That's right.
1 year in high school.
That's right.
You know what it reminds me of? So I remember when I was, I had a acting, professor in college, Doc Shedricks. And he said to me one time, actors that do it for the recognition after the play, for the accolades, they'll never make it. It feels to me that Luke McCaffrey wants the accolades of being the quarterback, because everybody knows the quarterback is the Tom Cruise or Jonas Brothers or whatever. I don't know the new hip.
He looks like a Jonas brother.
Yeah, I've already forgot what he looked like, if we're being honest. Fuck him. But, like, he's not, you're basically what I'm saying is he's not going to make it. He's not in it for the right reasons. If he was in it for the right reasons, he'd
be a running back.
He'd be a running back or a duck. Well, we've already had this discussion. He'd be a wide out, a something.
A not quarterback.
A not quarterback, a safety, a cornerback, something, right? He's not as talented as Scott Frost was. He's just not.
Probably not
in a quarterback position.
It's hard to say. Frost was playing a different offense.
Yeah, I also
Frost could throw.
I think there's a confidence to him, which you kind of
get when you're born into a rich family.
Well, yeah, but that you also need as a big time athlete. What I'm afraid, and Joe brought this up, I think he's going to take one more lump and realize he's not a quarterback, and then figure out that he is something else, but
and then go play running back at Michigan or Ohio.
He's going to go somewhere that says you can be a quarterback here, son. And then about 6 months in, they'll be like, son, you're not proven to be a good quarterback, but you're going to make a wonderful wideout for us. And he'll have no other option at that point because he will have already transferred once and sat out a year.
And he may be more willing to play that position for his dad than he is for Scott Frost.
Once a second coach tells you, though, that extreme confidence that you have that you can only be a quarterback, it'll be gone. Like once you've been in major programs and they've told you that, he will have no other choice. And that's what I'm afraid is ultimately going to end up happening is he'll do it at Clemson.
Right. You know what else I'm kind of sick of?
Well, I don't think he'll go to that big time of a school, but yeah.
NFL dads, because they seem...
Hasn't gone well.
What's that? It hasn't gone well. And they seem to... It's always the same shit. Like, Kurt Warner's basically saying stuff like, he only missed two catches that were his fault. And
he had eight balls thrown to him.
Yeah, and then like...
One guy, like,
well, why is all of his routes less than 10 yards? I mean, because he plays for Nebraska? No, because he drops everything.
Like and he can't get further than 10 yards downfield before the guys get to the quarterback. He's not a speedster. If he had two drops in 100 passes, okay.
Right.
He had two drops in 12 passes or whatever.
But so then they undercut. So my point is that then Kurt Warner can go, I know what I'm talking about because I was a quarterback in the NFL. What's Scott Frost do? Oh, he was a safety for 3 years. And then he's a coach. You know what they say about coaches, those that can't do coach. Like, that's the kind of shit he does, right?
And yeah, he's also an analyst. And those who can't coach are analysts.
Right? That's true. It's funny. We've had these kids. He's an analyst. Keyshawn Johnson's an analyst. Like, we have all these people who can shit on Nebraska.
And all their kids suck. Like, don't be mad at us because
it's hard.
Because hard times make hard people. Hard people make soft times, and soft times make soft kids. And so that's what you got. You got a bunch
a little
of
soft bit, yes, kids. I get it. Don't you? I
they don't want it. They don't need it. Keyshawn needed it.
True.
I'm going to reiterate myself. Fuck Cade Warner. Fuck Luke McCaffrey. Fuck Wandale Robinson. Fuck Colin Miller's back. Fuck.
That's your alarm, Ryan.
It must be Pat's alarm. Have I tweeted my fuck everybody? Is that what the alarm is? It's a tweet.
I think the alarm was supposed to signal that Pat was then back. That's his like phone charger alarm or something like that. So you're just burning it all down, Ryan.
I'm not burning anything down. They already left.
Right.
I'm burning it up.
That's good. I think that's it.
But for every Husker fan that's listening right now, be on my side. I want you all to tweet. Fuck, not at. Don't at them though. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want to break our own rule. But
that's
I do want you to believe. I do want you to believe this. If you are not with us, you're against us. And I want you to be that with us is the fans. It's the coaches. And I get they're going to make mistakes. I get that the coaching staff isn't perfect. I get a lot of the players aren't perfect. But fucking, let's just, man, Fuck everybody that isn't a Husker.
Okay.
Fuck every last one of them.
Is that what we're going out? Iowa. Is that why I rushed to get my charger?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering when you went to rush to get your charger, I was like, he's going to get his charger for us to end the episode.
Fuck Rutgers.
If I did
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Fuck God, there are a lot of Nebraska quarterbacks still out there, though. Vedrill's still playing. O'Brien's still playing. Jevy is still playing. McCaffrey's still playing.
Fuck McCaffrey. Who else?
He said O'Brien.
Fuck O'Brien.
Vedrill, O'Brien.
Jebbia.
McCaffrey. Is Bunch still around?
Fuck Bunch.
Andrew Bunch. Jesus.
Is Johnny Stanton still kicking around?
No, he's a fullback of the Vikings.
That's
Johnny
right.
Stanton.
Okay. Well,
I was Johnny Stanton's number one fan.
He made it to the pros.
As a fullback.
That's again, there's your lesson, McCaffrey.
And he only got in because another Husker got injured. I think he plays for the Janovich plays.
Well, Janovich went to the Browns.
So he plays for the Browns.
But well, he got traded to the Browns. He was with the Broncos.
Right. And what's his name was with the Vikings, and now he's with the Browns. And when Janovich went down, Stanton
went in.
Because that's all he'll ever be is a Husker backup.
you're correct. He is with the Browns. I clearly did not follow the NFL all that closely this year.
I think a lot of people were throwing out Johnny Stanton on the Browns who covered the NFL. Ryan may be one of like three non-Browns fans to know that.
There was a kid from Auburn, Nebraska, who was on a state championship team like in the mid-2000s, then just like disappeared off the face of the earth and played Division II for a while and then ended up on the Browns until he got like just apparently like a season or a career ending concussion.
Oh God.
Oh, just some kid from Auburn, who played Division II ball, this Luke Lundy. He got mentioned one time when we were talking to one of the Kelsey brothers, when we still recorded this at your old house.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The old house or the old room?
No, the old house.
Condo?
Yeah.
Oh wow. By the McDonald's?
Yeah. Those episodes could make a person hungry. all right. I did go get the charger to wrap this up. I feel like the note Tweety had the button for the episode. And then I was like, I had to go get my charger.
It's all right. Tweety's buttons usually go too long anyway. And then we always end anticlimactically afterwards.
Yeah, fair enough.
What news will happen hours after we finish this episode?
Why don't we want our fans to hashtag if they're with, you know what? I want every fan that listens to this podcast to just tweet at us. Either you're with us or against us. And we will retweet everyone that gets tweeted.
All right. So they're just going to hashtag with us or hashtag against us. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying tweet with, are you with us or against us? Whatever, something. And we'll retweet everyone.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, because fuck everyone that isn't a Husker, and then we'll see how this season goes.
I really hope it goes well.
Me too.
Me too, because I really hope aggression is the answer. I love aggression.
Follow us on Twitter at Big Red Copcast. That's how you tweet at us. Facebook.com/Copcast. Go to Patreon.com/Big Red Copcast. Eventually, you're gonna want one of those Hawkeye Tears water bottles. There will be a time.
This year's going to be the year because they're going to be bloody tears.
It's going to happen when we have none left. That's the point.
Yeah. So buy them.
Yes. So we have none left.
So we have none left, and then we win. You don't want to be left out in the cold.
Yeah. What a horrible idea to get. I mean, how are we supposed to know that we were going to go on an 8-year losing streak?
As soon as we bought them.
Well, no, we already lost 3 in a row. We were like, that's
right. Yeah.
It's only 7 years in a row, I think, that we've lost. So I hope you're not predicting an 8-year losing streak. No. I can't lose to those guys again.
I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a fire. I want the pep talk. Man, fuck Jason Peter. Put me in the locker room and let me fire up the fucking team.
I don't know.
It'll be very easy. I'll just get everybody to chant, fuck McCaffrey, fuck Wandell.
You can't have too many different names in there.
Everybody,
or else they'll forget their lines.
We'll do it like that improv game where these guys say fuck McCaffrey, these guys say fuck Wandell, and these guys say fuck
Warner,
and it'd be like I point, and then we have like an orchestra, you know.
By the way, it's only 6 straight that we've lost to Iowa, so and 7 of the last 8. So
all right.
So not as bad as we thought.
Yeah,
we still hold the overall advantage.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. By 10 games.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Cool. Anything else, guys?
No.
Matty rides a bus.
Matty rides a bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.